It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 367.
What's happening, guys?
We just arrived in studio.
Yeah, another sort of regional exploration of Victoria. This time, I wish we could say that we went in search of another big thing.
Yeah, well, we sort of did.
Big landmark. Mm-hmm. We were out on a filming job this morning, and then it was, well, because we were like, oh, maybe we should do the episode from where we were going. Mm-hmm.
But it felt a little bit excessive to get us all four of us to go onto this shoot. We're filming a professor in a university.
Yeah, smart as fuck.
Yeah, but it did, and he actually had, he's a, what was he called? It's like a geologist.
Okay.
Sort of. But he specializes in, like, he was talking about sand and how with sand. What was he saying through there, Dill?
He's a hydrogeologist.
Hydrogeologist. Yeah. He helps work out what to do post a mine and what the effects of mining on the ground. And so, like, the pre and post help to the earth so it doesn't fucking, you know, go to shit and really salty. Mr. 97 would love it because it is about just like, it's a bit of that green power, you know.
A bit of the environment stuff.
Yeah, and yeah. What I love is seeing a scientist in his element, a researcher who, you know, sits in his room just, I was looking on the whiteboard behind where we're filming.
I didn't actually pay attention. Dude, what was on the whiteboard?
It was like C equals FL. It was like fucking real science-y. I was like, that's sick.
That sounds like algebra.
Yeah, well, I think there's probably a bit of math in the chemical compounds and the sort of shit needs to equal up. I've got no hope.
Well, he was, he even had like a container of sand.
Yeah, you know, because you're serious when you got a container of sand. You're either a parent because your kid fucking loves sand pits or you're a scientist.
Well, he sort of, because I didn't quite understand, this is one of those examples where we could film without understanding the subject matter.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of that, like, oh, what could we film? He's like, well, I think the tub of sand is very interesting, like based on what was, so I got some nice shots of that.
I mean, it's our first time together, Josh, big moment where we filmed someone handing over a novelty size check.
Yeah. It wasn't like the interesting thing about a novelty size check and handing it over, always best to stand. Very awkward trying to get a sitting shot. But I have a novelty size check.
Hard thing. If it was common practice for you, I mean, it doesn't even work.
The handshake thing was very hard.
Knuckles is how you do it. But when you're trying to shake hands in front while both holding a check, doesn't work.
I'm never going to look at the telethons the same way. Like when they do the novelty checks, I'm going to be looking out for how they do.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I was like trying to work out how heavy the check was and working out whether the recipient could hold the check on his own. But there's a lot of core strength involved.
I mean, it was a 20,000 euro check, which was cool.
But the big bit was the cigar, which is in the town close by.
Okay. So the scientist, smartest man in the room said, oh, we've got a big cigar. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And in this town, we're like, okay, cigar, what's the significance of a cigar? Churchill, the place where we were, Churchill, Winston Churchill. And he said, no, it is, you know, Churchill, the same name, but it's actually nothing to do with Winston Churchill. But he didn't tell us why.
Well, I think he said the cigar was, but the town maybe.
Well, could I thought you look he said the, okay, so maybe the cigar is, can you look up, why is there a big cigar in Churchill, Victoria?
Next to a Woolworths.
Next to a Woolies. So we went to this thing. It doesn't look anything like a cigar. No,
it was square.
But it looked like the inside of cardboard. You know, like you kind of see it sort of connects together with cardboard in the inside. It looked like
That's what the check looked like. If you actually looked at the side, I was trying not to get side profiles of the check because it revealed, not just revealed that it was made of sort of a.
Could you tell exterior, that it wasn't a real check?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it definitely had the novelty, novelty vibe. Jeez. And so have you ever done cigars? Have you ever had a cigar?
Smoked a cigar.
Yes.
Smoked a cigar. Yeah, I've smoked a few cigars. Not really for me, nor is smoking. I mean, there's not much that comes from it other than like you can actually get a bit of a buzz from the nicotine because there is still nicotine when you smoke it. You're not even inhaling it, but they're pretty.
So, but is the idea of cigarettes that you're meant to inhale them if it's a cigarette?
Yes, cigarette you inhale.
Could you, and so if you treated a cigarette like a cigar.
A cigar like a cigarette. Yeah, people do it.
No, a cigarette like a cigar doing a. But only just keeping it in the mouth and blowing it out. Would probably, it make sense?
You'd look like Elon Musk on Joe Rogan where he just like pulled it in, puffed it out. It seems weird. It doesn't really – like there's a feeling when you pull a CD back into your lungs. It's fucking gross. But, I mean, this is what people end up loving, like that sort of feeling.
I've never done it because I know –
You've never puffed a CD?
Never. Because I know – like my addictive personality, we've got that video coming out today of the lollies.
Oh, yeah.
Do we?
Maybe. It depends on when you're watching this. It's 2020. It's up on YouTube.
No, it's a big headed. Who knew that me eating lollies would take?
It was one of the greatest stings.
Yeah.
One of the greatest trolls of the Daily Talk Show's history. Yeah.
I think the biggest troll is trying to see you edit it on Premiere Pro.
I tell you what, mate. I feel like, you know, just switching from doing something, something you know so intuitively and you don't even think about little buttons, shortcuts. You do feel your brain just like it's having a workout. Yeah.
Like and you're pushing back. Like I've done it with when we had the brief move to – so we were editing on Premiere Pro. Tommy's computer was very slow, so we decided let's go to Final Cut. Final Cut Pro works a lot better. Mm. The engineers have done a great job in optimizing it for Macs because it's Apple only.
It's flawless in its operation.
But the thing is, there's a heap of annoying things with Final Cut Pro.
100% with Teams and stuff. I think there's nothing that annoying about it other than the Teams stuff.
Yeah, not being able to share, like being able, like sharing projects. If you're a one-person operation, Final Cut would be great, but Premiere Pro allows us to be able to share. And so, but it was funny because you started the edit, you got the new computer.
Yeah, I started it because I was at home and my computer wouldn't handle Premiere Pro. And I actually thought I was going to complete it at home. I thought I was going to finish
into it. It's turned into a big feature.
I mean, this is the creative thing, right? I think when you start doing, like most videos feel laborsome in some respects to me because I kind of sort of mull over the creative and I mull over whether it's good enough or should I change stuff. And so I don't know how much – things get easier, of course, but then
– I don't know if it does.
Get easier like you know the program back to front. Tools. You don't have to worry. There's things you don't need to think about like you used to.
Yeah.
And so, I think I've found it harder as I've got better – at actually creating videos.
Well, your standard goes up and up and up. So then the barrier to entry gets higher.
Yeah, so I'm like, no, I can't do this. Can't put it out if it's not like this.
Yeah, we once did an episode of the Daily Talk Show which we forgot to press a button, which meant the whole fucking thing was soft, was out of focus.
Yeah.
I mean, we canned it. We did it again.
Yeah.
Are you happy we did that now?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's all learning. I think we have an outlet, which is this Daily Talk Show. Mm-hmm. The Daily Talk Show. But we have that as an outlet where we ship. We open the shop and we ship and it's done. We don't think about it and we move on, show up the next day, which I've tried to take that approach with making videos. It is just in terms of like a edited video, start to finish, filming, vlogging, that kind of stuff. And I find it much harder. I find it harder because, you know, you have the chance to be more amazing within, you know, those confines. So when you can edit, whereas like we open the shop and we get going and we make it the best as we can.
What if you were to outsource one thing, if you were a one man band and you had one person that you could have full time as an assistant, what would you outsource to them?
I'd outsource optimizing the shit out of my content and posting it. So actually taking care of the distribution.
Yeah. It still leaves the issue of having the fucking thing edited,
though. No, but I you as much as I don't like, I like it. Mm. I'm a sicko for that kind of pain.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't have got this far if I didn't like it. Yeah. So I'd outsource all of the post stuff. So I'd be, once I finished it, take it, here's the little versions. Or even if they were like an edited distribution so that basically Mr. 97.
Well, that's what Mr. 97 was doing at the beginning.
Yeah.
He built your website and did all that stuff.
I think we've found a groove.
What are you laughing at? What's funny about that?
So long ago.
Yeah,
well, it does feel a long time ago.
It was like 9 months ago.
Yeah. Well, there's a time Mr. 97 came on and we didn't know what to do with him, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't know what to do with him. We were just hanging. He was doing some cool shit. I was impressed. And then
what the fuck were you doing?
He built me a website. He built Amy a website.
But when I got back, it was that stage where it's like, okay, we're not employing you. You're not really like – it was that thing of like, we didn't give you any work. You did a migration for me. You moved.
But dude, this is why you just fucking hang out. with people. You know, we had our shit, we were working our stuff out, but he's hung in there.
Yeah. You were doing other client stuff and things, weren't you?
A little bit. He obviously wasn't enough to go down that path, so he stayed with us.
Do you know what's funny about the website thing? Collis, who founded Envato, his, you know, they've created a multi-million dollar company, huge company. It was only like 4 years ago that he still had some legacy clients of shit that he's dealing with, like webmaster of like Joe Blow's website that he just sort of... Which is so easy to happen when you do website stuff.
Well, I mean, you probably grew quite fast, his business.
Yeah. Well, he had, it used to be called, I think it was called the Good Agency or something, but it was just Cyan and Collis doing websites.
You're not in the business of being bad. It's in the name, Good.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to hold your word, be the good guy, good girl. It's
We're talking about Envato. They've just released a new app.
Milkshake.
Yeah. And so if you're on the iPhone, this is a favor for us, but it actually ends up benefiting you. If you go to the Apple App Store, the iPhone App Store. Type in Milkshake, you'll find it. It's, what is it? What do they call it? I think it's like an IG website builder.
Instagram website builder. So if you check out our Instagram, we've got one. We've got our Milkshake up. It looks sick.
Yeah.
It blues me mind.
Blues me. This is a great.
It blew my mind because we've been working on some video projects around this for Milkshake. It blew my mind seeing how quickly you can get something out.
Yeah. Well, they had the idea. They saw a gap in the market, which is people who are doing great stuff on Instagram. Mm. They don't have the capacity, the time, the energy to put together a massive website, but they need to link off somewhere where they can have an about page. They can have links
and work, the thing that you've done,
and have it all in like a something that's mobile friendly out of the box.
I tell you what, Amy was talking to me about, you know, a website for her company, and the reality is, if you know, I said, how much money have they got to spend on it? And it was, I'm not sure. Maybe we go down the route of, you know, using one of those sort of building websites. I was like, whatever route you go is hours and hours of investment, finding the template, working out how to use the thing. And so either way, there is a huge investment. This is not much of investment for what it ends up looking like. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah. Well, we just created our own to see how easy it was. Yeah. But it basically, you get a free Instagram website. I think the business model of it, because the thing is, it's like, well, the first question I had for Collis is like, how are you guys going to make money off this sort of thing? Yeah. I think
he rubbed his hands.
Exactly. Josh. I think that what they're planning on doing is having like premium stuff. So it's like you can have, it's like Vizco, you have a bunch of free templates and then if you want some others. And so you can build out your own website.
Is that model called freemium? Is that what the freemium model is?
Yeah.
Starts free and you can add on stuff.
Have I explained that all right, what Milkshake is? What do you think, Mr. 97?
No, I think that's sweet.
Well, so it's all for your phone. So it makes it so, you know, everyone builds websites for a computer, but you got to consider your phone and how it looks. And
this
so
is iPhone first. This is like, this link is, and so you get m.sh.a. Did I fuck it?
Yeah, no.
Let Mr. 97 do the admin.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Of everything.
It's msha.ke/ your username.
Yeah.
Which it generates that automatically for you.
Yeah. And so it goes into your your bio.
It's cool branding. Cyan, Collis, well done.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, it is sick. And your friend Soph as well.
Yeah, Soph. Yeah. She was designer at Tribe. Mm. She's a gun. Yeah. She's an absolute gun.
Anyway, so download the app, try it out. It's free. Yeah. And then We've used it and loved it, so we're going to give it a review on the iOS. So if you do like it, do that too.
We were on the way back. Dylan got another pie. It's about his 70th since being in Oz.
But this is a bit exotic.
I mean, it's either exotic or a full-blown bogan pie. What'd you have, buddy?
It was a curry pie.
It's a curry pie for curry. Those playing at home.
Yeah. Steph
and
Curry.
And so what'd you think?
It was real good.
It had rice in it, Mason, Mr. 97.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry you couldn't get you one. It was quite far away. But then we'll drive.
I nearly got you a pasty.
Would have been cold and hard. Yeah. It's probably a bit soft. Probably a bit like soggy. Mm-hmm. Not hard. Fuck that. Anyway, yuck. Anyway, we're on the way back. And you're like, what time was that? Maybe 1 o'clock, like lunchtime? You're like, maybe we should, maybe I'll pick up Brie. Do you mind? I was like, It's the middle of the day. Why would I mind? Well, what are you picking her up for?
Yeah.
Oh, it's because I don't want to backtrack.
Yeah.
She's in Richmond. I don't want
to. You know, but does it make you feel better? Because there's been a few moments in our lives where you've asked me to pick you up somewhere. And I say, I'm going there earlier in the day, so I can't go back because I don't backtrack.
Which is a weird rule. First of all, I want to know how you got to it, but also I just want to take you down a bit. Last night, this is what you do for your wife. I took Bodie home. Amy was at the gym training in Richmond, so I was in St Kilda.
Do you go to the same gym?
No, she's just started an 8-week challenge.
Where?
Just around the corner of Victoria Street.
Okay.
And so she did
that. Is it a good gym?
I think it sounds pretty good. It's a bit of cross-training stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, not for me. Anyway, so I took Bodie home. We had some dinner. We had some biryani.
What's biryani?
It's like rice and beef.
You knew I was going to ask that. You were ready for it.
Yeah, I know.
Is this some
really
sort of
nice?
Is it Indian? Biryani.
Bodie says it's so cute.
What is it?
Biryani.
He even knows what it is.
No,
what was
know
your
what, it is.
What was your when you were a kid, there's certain meals that your parents are obsessed with. What were the ones that they were?
I think the point around they're obsessed with is wrong. It's what they will fucking make because there's this annoying little shit that's always demanding food.
No, but this is the thing. No, I feel like my dad was very particular. Whenever we had beef stroganoff.
Oh, yeah. They loved it.
He fucking loves beef stroganoff.
Well,
what if, like,
I know that my dad loves apple crumble because I came around on a weeknight. We didn't know that we're going over for dinner to mum and dad's, and I got there and mum's cooking an apple crumble and she says, I'm just doing it for your father. It's because he loves it. He likes me to make one every now and then, which was nice. I didn't know dad was such a, you know, apple crumble guy, but.
Do you think dads are quite basic though? Just on the dad thing, like just, apple crumble, you know, fucking obvious, licorice. Dads are so fucking basic. Isn't it true? Like Father's Day, it's like, oh no, but then it's like, no, my dad's different. He doesn't like, he likes licorice all sorts.
We used to, mum told me over the weekend actually that we have like, fuck it. She was like, I was cooking three different meals for you guys, which I get it.
I mean,
anyway,
one of them was nuggets.
We had rissoles. We had schnitzels. Most things were chicken, even if it was fish. We just thought.
Free range though? No.
Oh, probably. My mum, you know, my mum's a bit of a hippie.
Yeah. Anyhow, the Baronese. Yes.
So I had Bodie, ate some food. I gave him a bath. Mm-hmm. We hung out. And then I looked on Find My Friends and I drove back tracking into Paran where Amy was on the tram and then she got off and I waited for her. So like I went further towards her and picked her up and then took her home because I thought, you know what, even though it's a backtrack, I still want to do the right thing.
I'm okay with backtracks if it's not in a car. I'll walk backtrack.
So it's even more selfish.
No, it's good. No,
that is actually even more selfish than not driving.
I'll happily do more work than I should. As long as I'm not driving.
Yeah, but it's again,
I'm helping the environment. Don't you think that's?
No, You're helping people. But I just want to know. I was going to say without casting judgment.
Sounds like
why?
Why?
Where
I
did
backtrack?
It come from? What's this backtrack like? Is life moving? Everything is about moving forward in life. You know, if you're not, I mean, our logo.
moving
ain't
forward.
No fucking going back. We're going forward.
No, it's about,
if you're back there, we're not coming to pick you up.
It's about batching.
Batching.
And also flexibility. So my thing is, it's like. That is the – people talk about like what does flexible work mean and that's what it means to me, I think, in regards to like Bree having flexible work. What are you smiling at, 97?
No, continue.
Flexible work is about like the awesome thing about working at different companies is being able to say, hey, like actually it makes so much sense if I just get picked up now and I'll do half a day here or half a day there.
Oh, I totally get it.
It's an excitement thing. So it's like if I can batch it, if I can save me having to do it later.
I'm more interested in how the rule just becomes solidified and it's like I don't go beyond this.
It's good though.
Said it multiple times.
I think it's
good or you're just an asshole because you could just
great.
Go and pick up your missus.
No, because I will. I am. That's the thing. I will tonight.
So,
I'm going to go
so
do it.
So it's me. It's us boys. He won't back.
Well, I just like to set. I like to set some boundaries. I'm good. I drove New South Wales.
100%. But I don't think. I think there's two conversations. You're great, but I'm just curious about the backtracking.
The backtracking thing, I stand by.
No, I get it.
Because it's
mate,
annoying. Because the thing is,
rules.
It's like you go down one road. The last thing you want to do is fucking go back the other road. Because do you know what happens? When you go, it's not the backtrack. It's you drive somewhere. You go past the place.
Yeah.
then you drive back to the place, and then you have the frustration of going back again.
Oh, dude, it's, I mean, this so is a little bit like having kids. This is why it's great that you're not going to have a kid. That's why
I'm having kids. Yeah, but the thing is, I am staying to walk.
The life of a parent is backtracking.
Yeah, I hate it. And so, and the thing is, it's a bit rich because mum had to backtrack. Oh. I was always running late for school, and my brother had a social life. So he wanted to, in the mornings, like hang out with his friends. I didn't really have that. Are you yawning, 97?
Yeah, okay. I had a little yawn.
That's okay. I thought he was about to sneeze or something.
No.
And but mum would constantly drop Jake off, my brother, and then come back and I'd be ready.
So if the essence of backtracking is selflessness, what's the essence of the rule around not backtracking?
Efficiency.
Efficiency. No, I get it. Yeah, that's cool.
But no, I get it. I understand what you're saying. But no, I've gotten one thing that I've started to do. I want to get my walking hours up because I want to get to that hour a day that we were sort of talking about.
Oh, yeah, back in the day on the goals.
New Year's resolutions.
Dust off that book.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
And so I've been hitting like over an hour a lot of days, but sometimes I don't. Mm. But what I'm going to start doing is if I finish at 5 here, I can walk to Bree's work, which is like 25, 30 minutes away, get her, and then we walk home. Mm. So we get, it's killing two. That's a great batch.
If your goal's not walking though, I see that as being the most annoying backtrack ever.
Yeah, but it is. So that's a great thing. It's like, I actually, if I can do that, but it then, works out
but
perfectly.
But then your goal becomes her goal.
No, because she has to walk anyway.
Just because she would, like, oh, because there's no option of going to pick her up because that's backtracking. In the car.
I don't have the car.
Oh, she would take the car.
No, she doesn't have the car. The car's at home.
Okay.
We don't want to use the car.
No, I get it. I think if everyone didn't have to use a car, it'd be great.
What are you thinking, 3D? What the fuck's going on here? What am I missing?
Why don't you want to use the car?
I just hate using the car.
That's just what I don't understand. Like, if you have the car.
Oh, no, I just think, I feel like Mr. 97 would be on board. I love road trips. I love 2 hours, 3 hours going far. But the idea of inner city driving, dealing with parking, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, fuck it. Like, because the other thing is, and that doesn't even get me started. Like, I don't do public train. Like, for me, it's I either drive or I walk. I rarely, like, the hilarious thing, Bree was laughing a lot over the weekend because 3D Dill called me to ask a question about topping up the Mikey.
Oh, yeah.
No idea.
How'd you go?
Good.
He worked it out. The question was,
is it the Mikey money or the Mikey pass?
No, I said
the
Mikey money. Mr. 97.
Mikey money. Yeah, Mikey pass is like a yearly subscription.
Yeah.
Don't pay for
which
that.
I love a subscription.
Unless you intend on staying the year.
Yeah.
Well, it's not for just for a year. You could do like a month pass maybe? Or
I can't remember. I know it's like.
Mate, the dude who doesn't use public transport just questioned the most public transport using individual in this.
Yeah, I mean, he's auto top up.
So. And he's a baby.
Look out, baller boy.
Yeah, exactly. But Mr. 97 is a baby more than one way.
I mean, mama backstrap.
I'm talking about your concession.
Oh, you got a concession.
Oh, for Mikey.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I use it on my phone now, so it's on an adult one now.
You mean so they got you?
Oh, I haven't been caught yet. But no, I want to use my phone, and that's an adult
really
pass on my phone.
Friend of mine was at the gym the other day. We're not saying names. Don't say names. So I saw him. This is, I'm honest, don't say names. Anyway, but I saw him and he's like, oh yeah, I haven't had my membership here for a while. He's like, I've been using me bros. And he had an encounter when he walked up to the counter just previously to seeing him 5 minutes before, and he said, the guy, I didn't even know they take photos of you, but he scanned the ID and he's like, the guy said to him, oh mate, you've changed since you first signed up and spun it.
Yeah.
Luckily, they look very similar.
Uh-huh.
And he just said, like, oh yeah, I've gotten a few more grays or something, which it's at that point where they're not twins, but they look so fucking similar. Like, I don't think you and, Jake, you and Jake look more similar than the other brother.
I feel like
looks
you
like he's not a part
and
of
Mikey
your family.
Could
yeah, I think me and Mikey, if I had my beard going and I maybe had a beanie on or something, we've got such similar face structures.
Maybe a whole balaclava or something.
Yeah, but he got through. And so whether it's the dude's just like, nah, you look so similar.
Yeah, I feel like the guy knows. He's just being polite.
I mean, it was fake IDs back in the day. It was always about finding somebody, like finding somebody that looks like you to buy their ID.
Yeah.
You know, if they're a couple of years older.
I could imagine you getting in trouble in like Southeast Asia for buying a...
No chance. Not overseas like that. That's silly. Okay. You can do anything at 14. It's fine.
What have we got admin-wise?
Oh, yeah. You know, what I was going to say is Mr. 97, I mean, you've done a stellar job putting this document together. I was just having some wow factor, not even reading about what's in it, but I mean, he goes into such detail listing where our podcast reviews have come from, who, from context, comment. Love it. Love it.
I thought you were going to throw him under the bus there.
No, it's really impressive. And then down below, he's already like, if I'll just do a recap of this show, our trip to Gippsland, Tommy's big edit on Premiere Pro, you little dog, the challenge of creative editing, sticking, hanging in there, milkshake, Instagram website builder, Josh's inability to backtrack, concession cards.
Oh, this is what he's writing in real time.
So this is real time.
What we could do, could at the end, like at the very end, cut it. And then we could just do an intro of what we talked about, not put it, because we used to do, if you go back to early episodes, we actually did intros.
Yeah. We could not do an intro. We're trying shit.
But why don't we do, at the end of every show, we do a little video where it's like, hey, Instagram, or maybe should we not mention the platform?
I reckon,
hey, Gronks.
I reckon people will get really sick of it, but let's try for a bit. Yeah. I think anything, let's just give it a good crack. Mr. 97 though. Notes.
Yeah.
You're stellar, mate.
Yeah. Chelsea Burns on YouTube. It was funny because she wrote this and her name on YouTube is CB.
CB. Oh, Craig Bruce.
And so when we see CB, CB is Craig Bruce's sort of initials and what he was commonly known in the radio days, you'd say CB. Yeah.
G'day, CB.
And so when we got this email, I was like, oh, you said what? CB? Was that CB? Right there. And it took a while to realize what was going on. But it was Chelsea Burns. And she says, finally got around to watching the video. It looks so good. Good job, yeah, Gronks. So that was about episode 360.
And about, the 360. Oh, amazing. I thought she was talking about the sign.
No.
She hasn't even got up to that. Oh, I tell you what, who hasn't got up to that? Tom Hon Fullwood. That's his podcast review name, and this is where it's come from, podcast reviews. Great banter, been listening for around 300 episodes now, always entertaining. Solid fucking effort.
Yeah. No, but that means he has caught up. He started, so he would have started in episode 60-something.
Okay. Or he started from the start. He's been, okay, maybe he's up to date. Hopefully he's up to date. Because it came through on the podcast reviews, not
Great
like a...
Great been listening for around 300 episodes.
Because if you start at one, we're at 367.
Tom, if you hear this, send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Have to be speedy because if it's in 2 months, we know that you've taken 67 episodes, took you about 2 months.
Yeah, update on...
Man, isn't that crazy?
That people are listening that much?
Like 300 episodes. It's crazy, dude. I mean, they've seen you evolve from a Squirtle into a Bulbasaur, Mr. 97.
What's a Bulbasaur?
Just what Pokemon are both of them? 3D Dill, love that.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
A few people out there loved it. Some old school Pokemon reference.
I was never really into Pokemon.
It was huge. Yeah. Game Boy. I had it on a little Game Boy.
Well, you know I wasn't into toys. I actually had a Game Boy. Only had one game. It wasn't even really a game. It was a camera. A selfie. It's like the OG selfie camera.
Oh, that attached onto the Game Boy. I remember this.
I think I've actually got it. Do you reckon it's worth something?
I'm sure you get $40. Mr. 97
Are you fucking
always
kidding me? $40.
$40 on eBay.
If you type in Game Boy self camera, like camera, digital camera, what is it going for? I went down a rabbit hole on the weekend watching Gary V going to fucking garage sales.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there
I
is
I watched like a 40-minute video of him doing
trash,
it.
The trash talk stuff. Yeah.
Just sifting through trash.
Yeah.
Mugs. Buys a mug. Yeah. For
the thing
a
is, I want to buy the mug. The funny thing is, he buys the mugs.
Yeah.
But I feel like I don't know. To get those sorts of mugs, you really have to be in the US going to garage sales.
But you also, like, I see the annoying bit about what he's doing is everything past the fucking garage sale. Listing it onto eBay, actually working out how to transport the thing, sending it.
It's like
He's not doing it.
Yeah,
he's got a team. He's got hundreds of employees. He's
actually, I've got a question that could go either way with Mr. 97.
Okay,
so we've given him stuff previously to in the early days when we weren't paying him. I was like, man, so all this stuff. So I think that all happened, but then there was a time where I said, hey, man. Are you getting into reading? Here's my Kindle. do you want a Kindle? Do you have the Kindle?
No, I don't.
You sold it. Did you sell the Kindle? Remember I gave you a Kindle?
Oh, not the Kindle login.
No, I gave you an actual Kindle.
No, that's gone.
Yeah, that's
you
okay.
sold it?
That's right. I had a feeling you'd sold the Kindle.
I thought, that's hang okay. on, hang on, hang on. No. I was in that same room and that was, hey, mate, here's the Kindle.
Because he was saying his eyes read. were strained.
No, that's gone.
The thing is.
He just sees everything as dollar signs.
I respect it. Because there's been multiple times where you've seen my new Kindle He said, oh, man, like he trolls me about the Kindle. And I'm just like. That fucker has definitely sold my Kindle.
Nah, that was fine. Dude, I mean, clear communication. It was, you even said to me, should I give him the Kindle?
Well, I was like, hey, I think it could be nice to give 97 the Kindle because he was saying that he was reading a book on his phone. He can't be fucking doing that.
Crazy. And so anyway. Who bought it? What was his name? Her name?
I've got no idea.
It was on eBay or something.
Marketplace.
I respect it. Shit. Do you remember what you got for it? If you sold it for $10, I'd be pissed.
How much?
Nah, I reckon it would have been like 70, maybe.
Oh, that's good.
60 or 70.
Okay, yeah.
Mate. If there's one thing, one person I go to for advice on selling shit online, this tight ass.
Yeah,
it's pretty. Nah, mate. Don't put it that low. They'll get you down anyway.
I think that's why it's great that he does the New Balance stuff and all that sort of thing. So it's like comes around.
He sold the old ones to a guy out the front.
He's like, I can give you $15. He can give you 50%.
Unbelievable. Did you know, thinking back, you didn't sniff out that he was saying, have this to use?
Well, it was probably like, I probably had it for like a month and a half and then I was like, oh, I'm probably not going to read on it. And Josh has got one already, so I might as well sell it.
I think it's fair. It's fair.
That's like the guys at Quadlock.
Well, I had giving that, us quad I had locks that happen. I had,
and then us selling the quad locks. It's not okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I mean, it'd be like us selling Rode gave us the Rodecaster. We're holding on to the Rodecaster because we're going to be 100%. Using it for stuff. But Itch Pig, Nate from Itch Pig talked about the guy who he gave a bunch of stuff to and they fucking
flog it online. They said, sick, send it to me. I'm an influencer. And then he's flogging online.
Yeah, it's
not what a gronk.
Yeah. I don't mind though about the Kindle. Don't worry about it.
Anyway, I've got a Zoom call. Okay. And
geez, that sounds official.
Yeah, it sound really
anything
official.
3D Dual, how's just very quickly, how's things?
Yeah, things are good. Life's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of walking.
Yeah, I have.
I actually just want some kind of motivational saying from you because a lot of the time when we've thrown to you, you've thrown one back and we haven't been fucking ready.
Yeah.
So we
Tony Robbins style.
I'm ready.
Well, the thing is that he's very prolific on Instagram.
Who 3D Dill is?
Yeah. He's always got amazing captions.
And I fucking love that you set that camera up and take photos of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you've got, some digital content producer with a toe thumb following you around.
I met this one chick at the Brighton Beach boxes.
You did.
That took one photo.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I met her. I met her.
Okay, so this was, I'll read one of the, is that okay if I read one of the captions?
Yeah, go for
and
it.
Then I want an original.
All right, I got one.
Okay. He's got one, okay.
I got one.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Jesus, there's so many.
And
I'll go right
sorry
into
to John,
the
who I've got a call with. This has gone over.
Was it 2:30?
2:30.
Okay, we're going right now.
Sorry, John.
Love your fucking life. Capture everything. Tell people you love them. Talk to random strangers. Do things you're scared to do. Fuck it. Because so many of us go on and no one remembers a single thing we did. Take your life and make it the best story in the world. Don't waste it.
Is that just freestyle?
Like, it took a little bit to think about it.
Oh, so but really? You made it. Rip it off.
Yeah. I'm sure it's not a Steve Jobs speech.
I mean, it could be. I don't know.
I mean, everything
I've never heard Steve Jobs swear before.
Everything is a bit of a mix match of everything.
Yeah.
Because nothing's really that original. But so go.
Today's one.
Today's one's going to be super original.
For today, I want you to live the life that you can't wait to wake up to.
That's very deep. I like it.
I love that. One of the greatest things I've heard, many great things coming out of Craig Harper's podcast, but Tony Dougherty, one of his guests.
You fucking love Tony.
Oh, well, I just listened to the episode. I know. Fuck. Well, I want him on the show.
Yeah.
Big presence.
Very big presence.
Fucking great big banter.
That fucking blazer. It's mate, just fucking.
Owns Dougherty's gym here in Melbourne. Huge, huge. He's doing big things. Anyway, it was around how people say, I'm going to prove them wrong. So prove others wrong. Mm-hmm. We're doing this. We've created this daily show because every fucking person out this daily show, this daily talk show, because everyone out there has been saying that it can't be done and mm-hmm. we want to prove them wrong. He's saying reframe that. He thought about that for a long time, mm-hmm. but he reframes it
to- Not about our podcast.
He reframes it to prove yourself right, which I loved because it's like if you believe in it, you then need to prove that you were right.
Man, that's been my strategy for arguments. Haven't you noticed that with me? That's what I spend all my time doing. I don't think either of us are wrong. I don't know if that's a problem.
It's never happened.
Anyway, hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address.
Thanks, Gronks.
Instagram, The Daily Talk Show. The other thing to do for a bit of admin, if you're wanting something to do, download Milkshake. Yeah. It's on the App Store on the iPhone and maybe even click through, look at our photos because we've got the new sign up that Dylan designed. And you can also, you can see we put his handle in the comments, so you should give him a follow because he's smashing out inspirational posts.
Yeah. Love it.
So it's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, which will be Thursday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thursday.
See you then, guys.
Catch ya.